In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado Democrats have unveiled a plan to control health care costs. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Colorado could become one of the first states with a public option health plan if the healthcare industry doesn't lower costs itself. That's the idea behind one of the biggest bills in this legislative session. The proposal would ask private companies to sell a new insurance plan that would lower costs by at least 20% in each county by 2024. If that doesn't happen, the bill would create a new state-run option in 2025, which would sell insurance plans and force healthcare providers to accept lower payments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will start classes a week later next fall, so students and teachers can avoid sweltering hot classrooms. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Over the past decade, some classroom temperatures have reached more than 90 degrees. The school board approved starting school on August 23rd and ending on June 3rd. The district says there are 55 schools still without air conditioning. A voter-approved bond will pay for 25 more schools to get air conditioning in 2022. The board says schools can still call heat days with no school if temperatures climb too high. Thanksgiving and winter breaks will stay the same length. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
People feeling the financial effects of the pandemic have collectively requested $16 million in housing assistance in March in Colorado. That's roughly three times the assistance that's been released so far this month. Data from the state housing department shows more than 5,500 applications for the week ending March 14th. The department has approved more than 2,000 applications, which have piled up in recent months. Well, winter weather advisory across much of the Front Range until noon. Expect snow in Metro Denver and the mountains for at least a day or two. It's 29 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.